If you have been waiting for an AI story that is less about giant model hype and more about actual day-to-day work, this is the one to watch. Canva says its new AI 2.0 release is available today as a research preview. That matters because it is not just a new image generator with a fresh coat of paint. According to Canva, the update adds conversational design, iterative editing, layered object intelligence, memory, and a set of workflows that reach into connectors, scheduling, web research, brand intelligence, Sheets AI, and Canva Code 2.0. That's a big list, but the simplest way to think about it is this. Canva is trying to move AI from making a thing to helping you make, revise, organize, and publish the thing. That shift is the real story. For the last couple of years, a lot of AI tools have been impressive in a demo and less useful once you try to ship real work. You ask for an image, it gives you an image. You ask for copy, it gives you copy. But then you still have to fit that output into a real workflow, a social post, a product graphic, a landing page, a brand kit, a schedule, a review process, and a publish button. The practical question is not whether AI can create something. It is whether it can help you move through the messy middle without making the work harder. Canva's claim is that this new version can do more of that middle work. The company says you can use conversational design, which suggests you can talk to the tool in a more natural way while building something. It says the editing is iterative, which means you can keep refining instead of starting over. It says there is layered object intelligence, which sounds like the system is better at understanding the separate parts of a design, not just the overall image. And it says there is memory, which in a design context could mean the tool tries to remember your preferences or prior work. Those are vendor claims, and the important thing is to treat them as claims until you test them yourself. Canva says the release is a research preview, which usually means early access, evolving behavior, and features that may change. So the right expectation is not perfection. The right expectation is a controlled experiment. Why does this matter now? Because it is one of the clearest signs that AI in creative software is moving from novelty to workflow support. For creators, marketers, solo business owners, and small teams, that is a meaningful shift. You do not necessarily need a model that can do everything. You need a tool that can do a few useful things repeatedly, with less friction and fewer handoffs. If you make social graphics, simple landing pages, promo slides, one-pagers, or brand assets, this is the kind of feature set that could save time if it behaves well. Not because it replaces design judgment, but because it might reduce the number of times you have to rebuild a draft from scratch. Here is a practical example. Say you have an unfinished social post for a product launch. You already have the basic message, a logo, and one product image. In a traditional workflow, you might open a template, swap text, resize the layout, adjust spacing, and then export a few versions for different channels. That is not hard, but it is time-consuming and repetitive. A stronger AI-assisted workflow would let you describe the goal in plain language, generate a first draft, then make small edits while keeping the structure editable. If Canva AI 2.0 can actually do that well, then the value is not just speed. The value is preserving control while lowering the cost of iteration. That said, there are real limits to keep in mind. First, this is still a research preview. Preview status means rough edges are likely. The feature set may be incomplete, rollouts may change, and what one user sees may not be what another user gets. Second, all of the more ambitious claims around layered intelligence, memory, and workflow automation need real-world testing. It is one thing to describe a feature. It is another thing to rely on it when you are trying to ship a client asset or a campaign on a deadline. Third, if the tool starts making more of the design decisions for you, there is a risk of sameness. A system that is good at speeding up production can also nudge people toward generic layouts, generic phrasing, and generic brand expression. That is especially important for small businesses, where a distinctive look and voice can matter a lot. So what should you actually do with this? My suggestion is to test one real workflow, not a toy example. Pick a live asset you already need to finish. A good test would be an unfinished social post or a simple landing page graphic. Give the tool a clear prompt, then see whether it can turn your rough input into something editable without forcing you to rebuild the whole design. Set a 20-minute limit. That matters because you are not trying to prove the tool is magical. You are trying to answer three practical questions. Does it save time? Does it preserve editability? Does it reduce confusion? As you test, watch for a few specific failure modes. Does it misunderstand the layout when you ask for changes? Does it bury important elements inside the design so they are hard to edit? Does it create nice-looking output that is difficult to adapt across sizes or channels? Does it help you move faster, or does it create more cleanup work later? Those are the human review checks that matter most. Before you use anything it generates, check spelling, pricing, dates, claims, and brand details. If the asset is public-facing, review tone and visual hierarchy. If it is customer-facing, make sure it is still aligned with your brand and does not overpromise. If it is for a client, treat the AI draft as a draft, not a finished deliverable. And if the feature touches data, connectors, or brand intelligence, be deliberate about what you connect and what you do not. The other thing to watch is rollout. Canva says this is available today as a research preview, but preview launches do not always reach everyone at once, and the exact capabilities can change quickly. So if you do not see every feature right away, that does not necessarily mean the story is wrong. It may just mean access is limited or the rollout is staged. That is part of why this story is bigger than Canva alone. It reflects where consumer and creator AI is heading. Narrower, more practical, and tied to a real task. Not just chat, not just image generation, more like a working layer inside the software people already use. For creators and small businesses, that's a useful direction. It suggests the best AI products this week are not the loudest ones. They are the ones with clear limits, clear states of release, and clear places in a workflow. So the ClearForge verdict here is test carefully. If you are making marketing assets, social graphics, or simple landing pages, this is worth trying now. But treat it like an early tool in a real production process, not as a final authority. Use it to shorten the first draft, speed up revision, and see whether it actually helps you ship. If you can finish a real asset faster without losing control, that is a win. If you end up spending more time fixing the result, you have your answer too. Either way, the signal is clear. AI is becoming more useful when it gets narrower, more editable, and easier to review. That is the version to pay attention to this week.